Zelimir Kovac enjoyed killing. He hadn't discovered this particular interest until civil war erupted in his native Yugoslavia and he had been drafted into the military. Prior to going into the army, Kovac had been a construction worker and an amateur heavyweight boxer. But it was in the military that he found his true vocation. For 5 glorious years, he and his unit of like-minded men had torn a swath through the country, killing Croats, Bosnians, and Kosovars by the hundreds. By the time of NATO's intervention in 1999, Kovac, who had been born with a different name, heard rumblings about trials for people who had committed crimes against humanity. He was certain he would head the list of those sought by the authorities, so he deserted, fleeing first to Bulgaria, eventually to Greece. Standing at 6 feet 8 inches, with the build of a wrestler, it hadn't taken him long to find a niche in the Athens underworld as an enforcer. His street cunning and ruthlessness were rewarded with promotions within the organized crime world, and he cemented his reputation by killing an entire gang of Albanian drug dealers trying to horn in on the heroin trade. During his first few years in Athens, he began reading books in English to learn the language. The material itself was unimportant to him, and he read biographies of people he'd never heard of, histories of places he had no interest in, and novels whose plots he didn't care about. The fact that the books were in English was all that was important. That is, until he found a dog-eared book in a second-hand shop. The title intrigued him, We're Breeding Ourselves to Death by Dr. Lydell Cooper. He mistakenly thought it was a book about sex and bought it. Between the covers was a rational explanation for everything he had believed since the war. There were too many people on the planet, and unless something was done about it, our world was doomed. Of course, Dr. Cooper didn't single out any ethnic groups in his treatise. But Kovac read the book with his own racist perspective and was certain Cooper meant the inferior races, like the ones Kovac had slaughtered for so long. With no natural predators, Dr. Cooper had written, there are no limits to our burgeoning population, and the hard wiring in our DNA to procreate means we will not stop ourselves. Only the lowly virus stands in our way. And each day we draw closer to eradicating this threat as well. He took this to mean that mankind needed predators to cull the weak so that the healthy could thrive. This wasn't Cooper's point at all. He wasn't espousing violence of any kind, but that didn't matter to Kovac. He had found a cause he could truly believe in. Man needed predators again, and Kovac wanted to be part of that. When he discovered that the responsivist movement had opened a facility outside of Corinth, he knew finding that book was providential. Thomas Severance himself was at the compound the day Kovac had shown up to offer his services, and the two men talked for hours, discussing fine points of Dr. Cooper's work and the organization it had spawned. Severance subtly made Kovac understand the true philosophy behind responsivism, but never once tried to blunt the Serb's rough edges. "We ourselves aren't violent, Zelimir," Severance had told him, "but there are others who don't understand us, who want to ensure that our great founder's message isn't spread. No one has tried to hurt us yet, physically, I mean, but I know it's coming. Because people don't want to be told they are part of the problem. They are going to lash out at us, and we will need you to protect us. That will be your function." So Zelimir Kovac would continue his role as an enforcer, only this time he did it for the responsivists and himself, rather than for drug lords and dictators.